outdoors with sheep. Their tasks were many. They were guides and defenders. They were protectors and nutritionists. They were veterinaries, and they were even midwives. They had few perks and even less amenities, but there was one connection they had with the upper class, with the priests. The priests would give them clean pieces of cloth, not for themselves, but see, these cloths were given to them for the firstborn male lamb to be wrapped in so that it could be inspected for blemishes for possible use as a sacrificial lamb. So if you will, listen to the story again and see and hear what the shepherds saw and heard. Luke 2, starting with verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For today, in the city of David, there is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among men in whom he is well pleased." And when the angels had gone from heaven, the shepherds began saying to themselves, saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry, and they found on their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen all this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about the child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for what they had heard and seen, just as he had told them. As they entered the stable, these shepherds did not see a king in all his glory and splendor. They did not see a priest in holy array. They did not hear the thunderous voice of a prophet. They did not see a baby, and did not just see a baby swaddled in a manger, nor did they see a body bound for burial. What they heard was the end of 400 years of silence from God. And what they saw to them was a sacrificial lamb. 30 some years later, another great prophet would say to the one that would see this same one and make this declaration, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So the question today is from the shepherds: do you hear what I hear? And do you see what I see? Father, we come before you, understanding the details in your plan, that everything had a purpose. And we understand that God, that Jesus left the splendors and the glory and the beauty and the wonders and the amazement of heaven to take on a humble form, to take on our flesh, to take on the challenges that we face, to take on the feelings that we feel, to take on the pains that we suffer, to take on the emotions that we go through, to become like one of us. But yet, Father, he did that perfectly and without sin. as a lamb that was unblemished by the world. And so, Father, as we behold him today, Father, not just as a child wrapped in a manger, but Father, as a Savior and as a sacrifice for us, may we always remember that as we partake of these emblems, and we will remember the body that was abused as we partake of, as we eat of the bread. And may we remember that precious blood that was poured out for each one of us as we partake of the cup. Father, we ask all this in the blessed and the holy name of Jesus.